Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. Today's episode is the journey from the head to the heart, this sacred path of just transformation from the thinking, the intellect, the ego limited self to opening up, creating the expansion coming from your heart center. Into the divine essence of your true being, to your soul, your true spirit. So whispers of wisdom is, you know, are messages of when spirit speaks. So quieting the mind and allowing, like I said, this space, and it takes letting go of something, letting go of old stories, thoughts, maybe people, circumstances, different activities in your life, worries that you're attached to, that this old identity that you're attached to holding you back from your own love and light. So to rediscover your true purpose, to love and to experience joy. Yes, there is pain here in this human experience, but there's also when we let down that protection, that guard over our heart from what we truly want, there's great love, joy, and bliss to be experienced and felt as well. So it's this process of unlearning to rediscover and forgetting all that you've learned and absorbed from the outside. Just letting go of that, being open, you know, the rigidity or thinking that, you know, we already know things, and that just this opening up from compassion and curiosity rather than judgment or criticism, to welcome in more and to listen, to have that space and differentiate. Is it, you know, that mind trying to keep us safe, feeling like there's things we have to do, or listening into the whispers of the creative force of your higher self from the heart and spirit, and from all around? And, you know, these worries of the mind are self a punishment, and it's this form of not forgiving ourselves. And to climb up the emotional scale to the heart center, it takes forgiveness. It takes forgiveness to others, forgiveness for yourself. And there's a previous episode on talking about just the essential nature of forgiving, to release, to let go of the stress and the tension that is creating this breakdown in relationships, of the connection to who you truly are, or, you know, the breakdown in health. So everything is constantly working out, moving forward, constantly in this expansion of evolution. And the more uncertainty we can learn to live with, then the freer we are when we release ourselves from these fears in the cycle of suffering, death, and rebirth, and be able to embrace the cycles and surrender to the control that's holding back from the freedom, the unlocking the prison of the own mind from the head to truly live, love, and be. And in order to truly love oneself, one must realize the self-realization at the depth of their soul, their true essence of who they truly are. So some self-awareness, you know, beginning to witness these thoughts, this journey from the head to the heart, And paying attention to this greater awareness of the thoughts, feelings, and belief. So before a thought, there's a thought, then there's an emotion, and then there's an action result. And before that thought is a core belief. So notice when you're predominantly operating from the head and intellect, and when you're connected to the heart center, is it coming from a place, again, of worry or control or attachment or fear? Or is it coming from this place of about the other, or compassion or curiosity for yourself, without harsh judgments or fears or worries and attachments? So mindful awareness practices such as meditation or journaling are really helpful in cultivating this awareness on the journey to self-actualization of who we truly are. You know, who is that thinking mind, the non-judgmental observer of the thoughts, to learn to control them. That is what is within our control to create our own reality. And cultivating empathy, which is a practice of putting yourself in other people's shoes and understanding their perspectives and emotions without the judgment of the mind. And this helps us to connect. Empathy, this is an opportunity to truly connect in this epidemic of feeling separate than. Feeling separate, or this loneliness, or feeling alone. This is true connection with the emotions of others that fosters this compassion, which is a key aspect of the heart center, this compassion, understanding, empathy, and listening, following the whispers, listening to the intuition, the gut feeling, and checking in. Is it, you know, coming from thinking? Is it coming from feeling? So really just being aware, bringing some awareness to those gut feelings, those instincts, that inner guidance. And it's a process of learning to remove these impurities that are holding back from the true nature of the heart, to learn to trust yourself, to trust that intuition, that feeling, that guidance, and that allows you to tap into the deeper wisdom beyond that logical intellect and reasoning, going beyond the mind. To something much greater than, and connecting with nature, spending time in nature to reconnect, this balance of, you know, taking action, but also having this spiritual practice in life away from technology, and unplugging and giving yourself the grace and space to quiet the mind, to reconnect with the natural rhythms of life, as nature is such a great teacher, and it has a way of grounding us. So taking off your shoes, getting, you know, really grounding, earthing, having your feet connect, you know, just barefoot on the Mother Earth, and helping to tap into the deeper, more intuitive self that is there when we remove these impurities through different practices, as life is meant for meditation, to be aware, to make conscious choices and be present, not in the past or in the future of anxiety or past of depression. So, you know, when we work on healing emotional wounds or stresses or traumas that may be blocking the heart center, not to judge them. There's no bad parts to us, but be curious, like, what is the message there? What that coping mechanism, mechanism to protect from feeling, you know, greater pain, it's actually holding you back. It's not serving. It's holding you back from that true bliss and loving connection and expansion of the heart that you truly long for. So there's different modalities of different therapies, self-reflection, different forgiveness practices, energy healing modalities, the, you know, self-realization, breathwork, pranayama, meditation to really go inward to explore and rediscover in a safe space, as well as creative expression. So engaging in creative activities that allow you to express yourself freely, to just be. So bringing out that inner artist, that allowing yourself to that creator. We are all creators. We are all one from the source of creation. And whether, you know, art, music, writing, dance, just giving yourself the freedom to creatively express can bypass this analytical mind and connect you more deeply with emotions and inner truth of feeling from thinking, and just leaning into that physical activity to get you out of the mind and into the body for that mind-body-spirit connection. You know, different modalities I mentioned, you know, there's psychosomatic. So again, that connection to the mind, emotion, and body to get to the core of the root of what needs healing from these demons, which are suppressed emotions that need to be released to free, to unlock this valve to release, to allow yourself to release in some way, to cry, scream, let it out, and serving others, finding ways to contribute, you know, to yourself, to others, for the well-being, the world around you. And that comes from a place of love and compassion. If you find that you're overextending and it's coming from the place of trying to feel worthy or enough, of looking into the intention beyond, if you're experiencing compassion fatigue or this burnout, then this contribution and serving and self-love and compassion, this journey is for yourself, to bring that more into yourself and know that you are worthy and lovable and just as you are, and to allow yourself the time to just be. Or if there's been a lot of focus, you know, on yourself and feels like that the needs of the spirit, that something is missing, and then that contributing to others, and that really opens your heart in this place of giving to connect more deeply with humanity, as we're all connecting, and there's this connection with giving and receiving as one. And then, of course, you know, as I've mentioned, seeking spiritual practices, that's the key, that's the essence to connecting to that journey from your head to the heart and spirit. So yoga, meditation, prayers, different sanghas, different pujas, pranayama practice, breath work, that helps you cultivate this deeper connection with your inner self and the divine, realizing this self-realization of who you are. To be able to truly love oneself is understanding who you truly are and connected, and the breath truly connects us all. And, you know, practicing this self-compassion, these affirmations, the way you speak to yourself, mantras, the way you speak to the universe, affirmations, the way you speak to yourself. So checking in, are you being critical, judgmental, harsh on yourself? And, you know, from force, or being in that place of from the heart and spirit of love and flow, to be gentle through the journey and embracing your imperfections or challenges, to realize that you're just where you're meant to be, and you're there. You know, your divine true self is perfect, and honor your unique path of the growth and transformation. And it's a it's a journey. This is life school. It is a lifelong process for us to take it one step at a time, one breath at a time, and trust. Learn to tap into and trust that inner wisdom that's not outside of ourselves, but follow the guidance of your heart as you continue to deepen the connection with yourself to then feel the connection and love all around you. So we're at the 15 minutes, and I have some during the description here posted. I have some upcoming events of the next breathwork online, the global breathwork on April 7th. And then I have a head to heart retreat, which is in Hillsboro, the quiet Hillsboro. It's a small, intimate retreat, so there's a limited space available. You can apply for that. There's the link, as well as the Essentials of Life Words of Wisdom blog, the latest episode or posting. You can click on that. And May 8th starts the Breath of Life course. So creating a sustainable practice, this power hour for yourself of quieting the mind, opening the heart, and leading your life from love. And that reminds me, I think you can also sign up here. Yes, the Lead with Love newsletter. So if you don't receive that monthly, you can sign up for that as well. So this Breath of Life course to, again, quiet the mind, open the heart, to lead with love for yourself and others, and on that journey of transcending and allowing that path to unfold, to welcome in greater love, connection, abundance, wealth, health, in wisdom, opening up, removing those impurities for the intuition, and to connect with the wisdom within of who you truly are. So it's whatever your lifestyle is, you can create that practice, whether it's 2 minutes a day, half hour, an hour a day of different breathwork, pranayama, meditation practices that are for beginners, any level, that this ancient wisdom that is an innocent practice, and it is a practice to create and have that accountability and self-discipline for a serene and vital life during this short time we have here. In love and light, namaste.